Marathon. The Dodge strike again, towing your car when you least expected it? We get it, and we're here to listen. Whether it's academic stress, relationship issues, or just a bout of loneliness, Lean On Me College Park is here for you. Our supporters are fellow students trained in mental health support to help you through life's ups and downs. You can text our free and anonymous line anytime from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. 7 days a week at 301-494-8808. You can also follow us at leanonme_CP for updates and resources. Again, our number is 301-494-8808. We hope you'll let us be a shoulder for you to lean on.
On a time, there were two lovebirds. One shy, one so not. They met each other at the perfect time. And one just didn't know how to handle it.
These days feel so different with the thought of you.
Thank you, Steve, for setting the tone for this week's episode of Rhyme or Reason. So if y'all haven't been here before, if you don't know how it goes, we read some poetry, we play some music, whether that goes along thematically or just based off vibes. But either way, there's always rhyme or reason. Welcome. Okay, we're talking land and love. Sorry if you guys, there are like multiple fans in here going on, and I'm not turning them off because it's so hot in here. Shout out to all the people struggling through this heat in South Campus Diner because I'm right here with you. Okay, we're talking love and land. So excited. I kind of feel like this episode is a masterpiece. I just wanted to put that out there before I started. So of course, we're talking about land. So who would I be? Who would I be if I didn't get into some indigenous poetry and talk about Abya Yala? If you guys aren't hip, Abya Yala is the name for the Americas before, you know... Sorry, I was about to say something, but I am not allowed to say that. It was before it was colonized. That's what, like, that's the name of the Americas that's used by a lot of indigenous people. Abya-Yala, Turtle Island. So shout out. We're talking Abya-Yala. We're going into indigenous poets and indigenous songwriters for this beginning section of the episode, because we're talking about land. And how do you talk about land without talking about indigenous people? You can't. And if you do, you're wrong. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. So, to begin, Okay. So, the poems I'm about to read, a little preface. The poems I'm going to read for this section have been translated into English. The original language for these poems, well, specifically this one, was Zoke. And both of these poets that I'm about to read, they are, I think, Southern Mexican indigenous women. So yeah, we're talking... Sorry guys, it's 9 a.m. I'm usually not awake at this time. Okay, so the name of the poem is Oriomo, or Two. And this is from Miqueas Sanchez in How to Be a Good Savage and Other Poems. That's the collection of poems that it's published in. Okay. Young woman, mayflower, chrysalis, resplendence, full moon belly, young woman who hides exquisite secrets beneath her skirt, young woman who cries for not knowing her roots, ancient goddess, young woman, come sing with me. Come forget what wounds us, this thorn that pierces us. Come, my sister, come with me to join our voices against any who spit on our roots. And that was Two, or Oriomo, by Miqueas Sanchez. Gorgeous. Absolutely perfect and gorgeous. And with that, we're going to listen to Fountain of Love by Tia Amit. And this is off her album Black Turtle Island. It's really good. So let's listen to it. Alrighty, welcome back. That was a little intro to the next song that I'm about to play. But that was Fountain of Love. It was so good, guys, right? Wasn't it so good? Okay, next two poems I'm going to read are by Irma Pineda, and they are translated from, well, I got into it, of course. They're translated from what we say Zapotec, but really Zapotec, the language, there's so many different dialects that are so different within that large label of Zapotec. But that's just a spiel on indigenous language. Y'all should get into it. Y'all should tap in. It's really, really interesting and eye-opening, honestly. This is You Came With Strangers to Trample the Grass by Irma Pineda. You came with strangers to trample the grass that only knows our feet. You blinded the sun that has only gazed on my footprints. You slithered into the trees to try and trick us. You think the world too weak to escape your hate. You think the jungle too small to shelter us. Because you steal her colors to paint your clothes and use her leaves to hide from my brothers. You don't care that this forest is our home. It is our mother and daughter. We know every inch of her skin just by smelling her scent. She doesn't want you inside her. And so, you will have no peace. And that is You Came With Strangers to Trample the Grass by Irma Pineda. So perfect, so beautiful. To go with this poem, we're going to listen, we're going to listen to Mandolin by Christy Lane Sinclair. That was Mandolin by Christy Lane Sinclair. Welcome back. Okay, and for the last poem of this section, we have In the Belly of the Night, again by Irma Pineda. In the belly of the night, I move. I seek a wise turtle porter of 1,000 years, a sea turtle, devourer of earth, deep drinker of days, guardian of all nostalgia. to heal this soul that pains me so, to drink the tears these shadows pour on me, to pour sunlight on this sadness of mine. I seek a turtle who will give me her sharpened teeth, her iron house, her gate stripped of rage and haste, and her footprint of life on this earth. Great, that was In the Belly of the Night by Irma Pineda. And the song that we're going to listen to is Soft Said by Black Belt Eagle Scout. The three songs that we listened to for this section are also by indigenous artists, females, of course, because y'all know me. And if you don't, we only, honestly, like, it's really only females here. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm not going to apologize for that. Okay, this is Soft Stud, and it's also going to bring us into our next section, which we're talking love and land. That was more so land, but also love weaved in there beautifully, like braided in. This is going to be more love with land braided in. Gorgeous. Okay, Soft Stud. I'm having technical difficulties today. Okay, Soft Stud.
Have your way. Open up the door.
Alrighty, welcome back. That was Solfstud by Black Belt Eagle Scout. Okay, next poem. We have a little sweet, this is like a very cute, sweet poem by Sandra Cisneros. I always have trouble pronouncing her last name. She wrote The House on Mango Street. I think that's like a pretty, okay, see, here we go again. Me saying classic. I feel like I've been through this spiel so many times. When I say classic, like, just take it with a grain of salt. But, like, I feel like it's a pretty classic novel. Probably in, like, some curriculum for Spanish classes. Anyways, this is Peaches. And I found it because I was looking for queer poetry. So I was looking, actually, it was really wonderful. I was looking for queer poetry, like, queer love poetry. And there was, like, obviously, like, I was on Reddit, of course. This is where you find all the good poetry. If you guys are hip, go to Reddit. But there was, like, a list, and I saw a lot of names that I was familiar with, and I didn't know that they were queer, and it made me really, really happy. Even if they're not queer, now they are in my head, so I love my queer poets. I love all of them. Okay, this is Peaches by Sandra Cisneros. If peaches had arms, surely they would hold one another in their peach sleep. And if peaches had feet, it is sure that they would nudge one another with their soft peachy feet. And if peaches could, they would sleep with their dimpled heads on each other's, each to each, like you and me, and sleep and sleep. And that was Peaches. So good. So sweet. Imagine you and Bae, and like you two are just little peaches. It's so sweet. Okay, so for the music for this section, we're gonna listen to Algo Mejor and Still Love You, Todavía. All right, let's get into that.
You don't know.
was Algo Mejor, and before that you listened to Still Love You, Todavía. Alrighty. I don't know if you've caught that, but oh my gosh, I can't think of the word. I want to say direction, but that's not the right word. Oh, the order. The order of the two songs was flipped because I had another technical difficulty, which doesn't exist. Which I've gone into before. Okay, anyways. The next poem that I have is by Edna St. Vincent Millay. One of my goats, to be honest. She's an angry girl. I think she writes very angry, charged poems, and I really love that. so this is Hearing Your Words, and Not a Word Among Them. Okay. And it's a sonnet. Hearing your words, and not a word among them, tuned to my liking on a salty day, when inland woods were pushed by winds that flung them, hissing to leeward like a ton of spray. I thought how off matinicus. I don't know what that is, but anyways, the tide came pounding in, came running through the gut, while from the rock the warning whistle cried, and children whimpered, and the doors blew shut. There in the autumn, when the men go forth, with slapping skirts the island women stand in gardens stripped and scattered, peering north, with dahlia tubers dripping from the hand, with wind of their endurance driving south, flattened your words against your speaking mouth. And that was Hearing Your Words and Not a Word Among Them, by Edna St. Vincent Millay. I assume, like, I imagine the recipient of her, she writes a lot of her sonnets. Sonnets are, like, are they usually towards someone? I don't know. But usually her poems are written, like, towards a subject about someone. And I just imagine it as, like, just a little man. Just this little man, and she's, like, reciting this poem to him, and she's like, yeah, I hear your words, but I'm not listening to you, bro. Like, I don't care. Like, nothing what you have to say is important to me. And she's such a girl boss. I love her. Okay, so for the song for this section, oh, it's Suddenly by Drug Dealer and Wise Blood, because I actually can't go a day without playing Wise Blood, especially since the sun is out. She has that kind of southern twang that I crave. Okay, this is Suddenly by Drug Dealer and Wise Blood.
Suddenly my mind is open, and I know you won't be sitting tempted by the morning sun. Thank you.
Alrighty, thank you, Wiseblood and Drug Dealer. Okay, so this actually is the last poem, I believe, for today, but not to fret, because it is a long one. So that being said, please bear with me. You guys know, honestly, if you guys have been listening to Rhyme or Reason, you guys have been following my reading journey. I've always struggled a bit with reading out loud, especially in a setting where I know people are listening. Popcorn reading was actually my nightmare. I did not want to get called. I hated getting called on. I would always call on the best readers. I remember, like, after I was done, I would always choose somebody who I knew would eat. Because I was like, oh, y'all need a break. Like, y'all need a refresher. Okay, anyways. This is Iowa City, Early April by Robert Haas. And before I get into it, actually, let me talk a little bit. Let me just chat. Sorry if you guys can hear. I hear, like, a little bit of feedback or, like, like muffledness. I think it's the fans, but again, I can't turn them off because I will die in this heat. I'll die in the heat. Okay, it's a longer one, and it's very, I would say, like, it's pretty imagery heavy, and love and land, they come together, and it talks a lot about the animals and the nature, in early April. And it's, like, kind of early April. It's, like, mid-April. But we can pretend. And the song for this one... Okay, I'll get more into the song. But the poem and the song go together really well. Because they're both kind of journeys. They're both expeditions of sorts. Alright, so with that, this is Iowa City, Early April by Robert Haas. This morning, a cat... bright orange, pawing at one patch of new grass and the sand and tan bark colored leaves. And last night, the sapphire of the raccoon's eyes in the beam of the flashlight. He was climbing a tree beside the house, trying to get onto the porch, I think for a wad of oatmeal, simmered in cider from the bottom of the pan we'd left out for the birds. And earlier, a burnished, somewhat dazed woodchuck, his coat gleaming with spring, loping towards his burrow in the roots of a tree among the dark, drying winter's litter of old leaves on the floor of the woods when I went out to get the New York Times. And male cardinals whistling back and forth, shriep, 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 sets of three sweet full notes, weaving into and out of each other like the triplet rhymes in medieval poetry. And the higher, purer notes of the tufted titmice among them. High in the trees where they were catching what they could of the early sun. And a doe and two yearlings picking their way along the worrying path they'd made through the gully. Their coats the color of the forest floor, stopped just at the roots of the great chestnut where the woodchuck's burrow was, froze, and the doe looked back to over her shoulder at me for a long moment and leapt forward, her young following, and bounded with that almost mincing precision in the land, the landing of each hoof. Up the gully, over it, and out of sight, so that I remembered, dreaming last night, that a deer walked into the house while I was writing at the kitchen table. Came in the glass door from the garden, looked at me with a still defiant terror, like a thing with no choices, and neck bobbing in that fragile seeming, almost mechanical mix of arrest and liquid motion, came to the table, and snatched a slice of apple and stood, and then quieted, and to my surprise did not leave again. And those little captains, the chickadees, swift to the feeder and swift away, and the squirrels with their smoke-plumed tails digging in the leaves to bury, or find buried, I'm told they don't remember where they put things, that it's an activity of incessant discovery. Nuts, tree fall proteins, whatever they forage from around the house of our leavings. And the flame-headed woodpecker, at the suite of his black and white ladderback elegant fierceness, they take sunflower seeds and stash them in the rough ridges of the tree's bark, where the beaks of the smoke and seal blue nuthatches can't quite get at them, though the nuthatches sometimes seem to get them, as though they con the trees methodically for spiders' eggs, or something, or some other overwintering insect's intricately packed lump of purity got from its body before the cold came on. And the little bat in the kitchen light well, when I climbed on a chair to remove the sheet of wimpled plastic and let it loose, it flew straight into my face and I toppled to the floor, chair under me. And it flared down the hall and did what seemed a frantic of the windowed high-walled living room. And lit on a brass fire log where it looked like a brown ash, gray teenage suede glove. And then, spurt of black sperm up out the window and into the twilight woods. All this life going on about my life, or living a life about all this life going on, being a creature, whatever my drama of the moment, at the edge of the raccoon's world. He froze in my flashlight beam and looked down. No effect, just looked. The ringtail curled and flared to make him look bigger, and not to be messed with. I was thinking he couldn't know how charming his comic book robber's mask was to me, and his experience of being and mine, of his and his of mine, were things entirely apart. Though they were between us, probably energies of shrewd and respectful tact, based on curiosity and fear. I knew about his talons, whatever he knew about me. And as far as my experience of myself, it comes and goes. I'm not sure it's any one thing, as my experience of these creatures is not. And I know I am often too far from it, or too near, glad to be rid of it, which is why it was such a happiness. The bright orange of the cat, and the first pool of green grass leaves in early April, and the bird's song. That orange and that green, not colors you'd set next to one another in the human scheme. And the crow's calls, even before you open your eyes, at sunup. That was Iowa City, early April. Thank you so much for sticking with me. I was like halfway through and I was like, oh my gosh, I still have more to read. Oh, that was a really long one. That's the longest poem I've ever read on this show. Wow, thank you for sticking with me. That was a lot of me talking. And I'm going to do just a little bit more before we get into the last song of today's episode. Las Increíbles Aventuras del Señor Tijeras by Sui Generis. And I was introduced to this song through my professor, Andrea Torres. Shout out, she's so smart. I have so much to learn from her. But it is somewhat of a journey, somewhat of an odyssey, if you will. It's like jazz fusion too, and it's absolutely perfect. I won't say anything more. This is Las Increíbles Aventuras del Señor Tijeras.
Imaginándola desnuda y en su cama, y vuelve a trabajar. al cine y toma ubicación. Hace gestos y habla sin definición. Se va con la película hasta su hogar. Le da un beso a su esposa y se vuelve a encerrar a oscuras y en su sala.
Alrighty, welcome back. That was the last song of this episode. I'm gonna let Ain't Nothing But a Party play while I say goodbye, and then we're gonna just we'll see what happens. Maybe the No Doubt will take over. But thank you so much for being here with me, you guys, and being patient with me. Sometimes you need a break from things, and sometimes I can't be in the studio, but I'm here this morning, and I hope you guys are having a lovely Friday morning. Have a great weekend. There are amazing shows for the rest of today. Acoustic Smoothie is on next. Really cool stuff. So stay tuned in, or don't, you know, whatever, I guess. I'll see you guys next week, hopefully, and I love you guys. Thank you for patience, love, gratitude, and kindness, and empathy, and all of those amazing things. This is Ain't Nothing But a Party by A Taste of Honey to take us out.
Nothing but a black girl, black girl.